Accountability. After lunch, Catherine was determined to maintain the momentum of the morning session, and she decided that focusing on real issues rather than exercises was her best bet. So, she asked Nick to lead the team in a review of their progress around their 18-deal goal. He went to the board and wrote the four key drivers that the group had agreed to focus on during the previous off-site: product demonstrations, competitive analysis, sales training, and product brochures. Nick went right down the list. Okay, Martin, how are you doing with the product demo project?
We're ahead of schedule. It turns out to be a little easier than we thought, so we should be done a week or two early. Carlos has been a big help.
Nick didn't like to waste time. Great. How about competitor analysis, Carlos? Carlos looked through a stack of papers on the table in front of him.
I brought an update summary, but I can't find it.
He gave up looking.
Anyway, we haven't really started yet. I haven't been able to pull together a meeting.
Why not? Nick was more patient than Catherine expected.
Well, quite frankly, because many of your people haven't been available and I've been busy helping Martin with the demo.
Silence. Nick decided to be constructive. Okay, which of my people haven't been available? Carlos didn't want to point fingers.
I'm not complaining about them. It's just that
Nick interrupted him. It's okay, Carlos. Just tell me who needs to be more responsive.
Well, I think that Jack is key and Ken, and I'm not sure if...
Now Catherine interrupted. Does anyone see a problem here? Nick answered first.
Yeah, I need to communicate with my staff about our priorities and make sure they're ready to support them.
Catherine acknowledged that this was true, but she was looking for something else.
But what about Carlos? Don't you think he should have come to you about fixing this problem before today? Not one of you challenged him when he said he hadn't even started the competitor analysis.
Uncomfortable silence again. Carlos was secure enough not to overreact to his boss's question. For the moment, he seemed to be considering it objectively.
Martin jumped in. It's hard to come down on someone who is always pitching in.
Catherine nodded, then added firmly, You're right, but that's not a good excuse. The fact is, Carlos is a vice president of the company, and he needs to prioritize better according to what we agreed to do, and he needs to challenge people in the organization who are not responding to his requests. Sensing now that Carlos was beginning to feel picked on, Catherine addressed him directly. I'm using you as an example, Carlos, because you are an easy person to let off the hook, but this could apply to anyone. Some people are hard to hold accountable because they're so helpful. Others because they get defensive. Others because they're intimidating. I don't think it's easy to hold anyone accountable, not even your own kids. That brought a few nods of acknowledgement from some of the team members. Catherine continued, I want all of you challenging each other about what you're doing, how you're spending your time, whether you're making enough progress.
Mikey challenged, Well, that sounds like a lack of trust.
Catherine shook her head.
No. Trust is not the same as assuming everyone is on the same page as you and that they don't need to be pushed. Trust is knowing that when a team member does push you, they're doing it because they care about the team.
Nick clarified, but we have to push in a way that doesn't piss people off. His statement sounded like a question, so Catherine responded, Absolutely. Push with respect and under the assumption that the other person is probably doing the right thing, but push anyway and never hold back.